Week 9, Day 3. Reading 1 Kings 19. Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, and how he had killed all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah, saying, "So may the gods do to me, and more also, if I do not make your life as the life of the ones of them by this time tomorrow." Then he was afraid, and he arose and ran for his life and came to Beersheba, which belongs to Judah, and left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a broom tree. And he asked that he might die, saying, "It is enough now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am no better than my father's." He lay down and slept under a broom tree, and behold, an angel touched him and said to him, "Arise and eat." And he looked, and behold, there was at his hand a cake baked on hot stones and a jar of water. And he ate and drank and lay down again. And the angel of the Lord came to him a second time and touched him and said, "Arise and eat, for the journey is too great for you." And he arose and ate and drank and went in the strength of the food 40 days and 40 nights to Horeb, the mount of God. Then he came to the cave and lodged in it. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him and said to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He said, "I have been very jealous for the Lord, the God of hosts. For the people of Israel have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. And I, even I only, am left. And they seek my life to take it away." And he said to them, "Go out and stand on the mount before the Lord." And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great strong wind tore the mountain and broke in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a sound of a low whisper. And when Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in cloak and went out and stood at the entrance of the cave. And behold, there came a voice to him and said, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He said, "I am been very jealous for the Lord, the God of hosts. For the people of Israel have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. And I, even I only, am left. And they seek my life to take it." And the Lord God said to him, "Go, return on your way to the wilderness of Damascus. And when you arrive, you shall anoint Hazael to be king over Syria. And Jehu, the son of Nimshi, you shall anoint to be king over Israel. And Elisha, the son of Shaphat of Abel-Meholah, you shall anoint to be prophet in your place. The one who escapes from the sword of Hazael shall Jehu put to death, and the one who escapes from the sword of Jehu shall Elisha put to death. Yet I will leave 7,000 in Israel, all the knees that have not bowed to Baal, and every mouth that has not kissed him." So he departed from there and found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen in front of him. And he was with the 12th. Elijah passed by him and cast his cloak upon him. And he left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, "Let me kiss my father and mother, and then I will follow you." And he said to him, "Go back again, for what have I done against you?" And he returned from following him and took the yoke of oxen and sacrificed them and boiled their flesh with the yokes of the oxen and gave it to the people, and they ate. Then he arose and went after Elijah and assisted him. Where Few Go by A.J. Hoffman. You know the people who know Jesus on an entirely different level than you? Like when you hear them talk about God, it's as if they have inside access that you can't seem to find. I'm not good at surfing, but I wish I was. It's so cool. Watching people glide and whip around on those boards is nothing short of majestic. I guess you can say I can sort of surf. I can let the white water hit me, and I can stand up on the huge sponge of a board that, when I hold up beside me, makes me look like a hobbit. But it's not even on the same stratosphere as the real surfers. I can float next to them, paddle for the same waves as them, even wear the same wetsuit, but they are majestic, and I'm just jealous. The crazy thing is, once upon a time, those incredible surfers were just like me. The difference is, when the going got tough, they persevered. In the same way, if you want to know God intimately and more deeply than most people, you have to be willing to go where few believers are willing to go. And at times, you may have to go alone. The Lord says, "If you seek me, you will find me." Many people seek, but few people seek as far and long enough to find his still small voice. Few people know him closer than a brother. What keeps most people from this type of depth in relationship is their capacity to suffer with and for Christ. Let me explain. Elijah just called fire down from heaven. The prophets of Baal were killed. Rain finally falling. Surely this is the moment that would result in the nation turning back to God, right? Elijah could finally go from hiding in the wild to being like the prophets of old. He would lead God's people. Finally, the king would listen to him and stop trying to kill him. Right? Wrong. In spite of all that transpired, Elijah was running again. He finds himself being hunted, and he's so sick of it. He wants to give up, even calling for God to end his life. Yet somehow, he carries on. He doesn't turn his back on God. He doesn't give up hope. Later in verse 14, we get a glimpse into the pain of his heart. He is tired of being alone. As he says, I am the only one left. Which isn't entirely true, but hey, I've been known for some over-exaggeration myself. Despite Elijah's discouragement, God found in him a man who was willing to do whatever it takes, no matter how hard. I wonder how often I've missed out on being used by God because the cost was too painful, the suffering too great. I don't think God is holding out on us. I think we are holding out on God. Question 1. Can you think of a time you held out on God? What are the things that keep you from a deeper connection with your Creator? Question 2. What are the fears and insecurities that the enemy uses to keep you on the sidelines? What area of suffering would be most difficult for you to overcome? Question 3. How good are you at hearing God's still small voice? Think of the last time you felt God tugging on your heart and write it down. Daily prayer. And warning, this is a dangerous one. Lord, I will go and do whatever you ask of me. Like Elijah, I want to be used by you greatly, no matter the cost. Amen.